Daf Samach Zayin Omed Aleph. Leishasa Tilsa Shachpat, which is translated as tuberculosis. Shlishis, a third, is Shabbos Megimel Yamim Legimel Yamim. So Tilsa was a Shlishis, a third, which means that it comes every 3 days. That really worked true with tuberculosis and fever and tuberculosis, I do not know. Silui is, our gear says Anovim Ketanim, but Bach changes it to Anofim Ketanim, which is small branches, which makes much more sense in the sugya. The Shivat Sive is Kasamim, is twigs. Kashuri is Kuris, is boards, beams. The Shiva Sichi is Yesedis, is pegs. Kiblash Balaz. The Shiva Gashuri Gesharim is bridges. Zion Sinri is Tsinur Adelis, is the, literally the tube of the door, which is the Chorha Skupo, Shetzir Adelis Savibo, it's the hinge where the, and the doorstep where the door is swinging on. Koifri is Zephes, is the pitch. The Tarash is Zaisen Asfinus, which they would tar the boats. Arvi is Sfinus, is boats. Shiva Baini Kamoini is Garine Kamoin, is these seeds from the Kuman. Lashachrini is Baini is Kamoin, Garcina Mole Egrof, which means a fistful. Veshiva Bene Medikne the Kalva Sava Shiva Nimi, seven hairs, Mizokin Kelv Zokin from the beard of an old dog. Shasat Simartis, a Chulish Shemechamemes, or Kadachas is a goof, it's a sickness which heats up the whole body. Verdine is a snez, a bush. Lichroik is Ishkarnir, Kamoi de Mivlach Kirkaihu, the Eletrefus. They make these little notches in it, and I can find over there in the third parak of Chulin. Because at the end, Madul lo yivar asneh, he's saying this pasuk because he wants to finish the end of the pasuk, which says, why is the sneh not being burned up? Kisar shiyaser acholit acholis is coming to say that the sickness should leave. I'll take Rav Halam shlo yikrav zeh acholay elov, that this sickness should not come to him. Lisese lives chesamach lekarka next to the ground. Lisese is yashbel. The explanation of lisese means to lower yourself down. The maichas shata shayful, that you are very low. You're so small. The bush is small. The chamisa shasa shirisa ish. You saw the fire. Simta is a shchin. Is boils krugen and laz. Bizbize mismasye kiskasye shemos amalochim. They are the names of angels. Al shem shikarin and mismasim mechasim loisay. They're tearing up in the all sorts of things that they're doing to him. Boz loshen is biza coming up. Me'ar deslem kachu alachash. This is how you say the incantation. The lelolim is stone ball, but that is coming from stone. Bazach is bizach enel mashmois. There's no real explanation. El kachu alachash. That's the incantation. Einecha bich barich bich. You see shalotadim. You shouldn't get any more red. Asrich bich shalotarchiv. You shouldn't spread out. Kekloy sheniklat zaro b'shri. A bit know that the seed has attached itself on the sides of the of the stomach, shall yodah, that shouldn't have any ability to produce children. The kefe is umpalash abubo ois, is spots, and like in modern Hebrew, chicken pox is abubo roach. Kachlash rabbeinu Yitzchak, Rabbi Menachem. That's his pshat. Velosh rabbeinu Yitzchak, is lekrifa, is lemisha kofu shade, is to someone who is possessed by a demon. Which is a little more problematic in the continuation of the Gemara, which also mentions specifically the possession of a being possessed by a demon. Lema hochi lachash ba'almahu is just an incantation. Havayis depoket depoket kavayis lachashu is incantation. Or the difference between a lachash ba'alma or just a lachashu. There's a pshat in the Ramban, I believe it is in Chulin, who says ba'alma means it's something grua, less, something weaker. How that would come out and play itself out over here, I do not know. Layit tavar meshumas lekulo is cursed, the nishmar broken, the meshumas sheyzeh. This demon should be broken. Shishmo Bartit, Bartino, that's his, the name of the demon. L'sheda de Beis Sakise, im hisik, if he got damaged from Lema Lachash, Zeh should say this following incantation. Akarpave de Ari, Barosh, Ari, Zohar, the head of a male lion, Vasusi de Guraisa, Ubuchaitim, Levia, Nekeva, and the nose of a lioness. Ashkachta, L'shidoi, Bar, Srikoi, Pandoi, Kachshmo, that's its name. Vimeshur, the Karsi, Chavte, Barubos, Krishan, Hepaltim, and knocked them down when the rose of Krishan. Bulua, the Chamer, Chatarte, Belechi, Achamer, Halkitiv, and with the jaw of a donkey, I hit him. Man Tana that Kitani b'chol adam afil onish b'Yisrael. Who's the Tana that holds that all Jews are allowed to do it, and even a poor person that's Jewish. Rabbi Shimon b'perek Shmuel Shratzim, as we'll see later in the Masechta in the Perek of Shmuel Shratzim. B'nei Melachim Hilkach La'ani Nabi Chazin, to a poor person is fit to have this. Lo Kenusa today. It's not something which is embarrassing to him. The Lischazik Yehuda look arrogant. The shelf, I'll take it off. Inami the migu the chidushu. Something which is not normal. Then shelf of machvi is going to take it off and show it off. But arig b'ksuso the low shelfly, and therefore he's not going to take it off because it's sewn on the machvi and show it off because it's sewn on. Masnis in the Mishnah. Tarkei amari nichushu. It's different types of pagan practices. The ksuv b'chaseim loy selechu and says you're not following the goyish practices. Gemara. L'shichlo, l'koy v'oizin, it's a pain in the ear, earache, but tell the boys and he sticks it in his ear. L'shintza, yesha oizu k'deisha yashin, yesh k'deisha lo yashin. Those who do this in order to try and fall asleep, those who do it in order to try and stay awake. The chayash l'shin shu'al chayetz of the tooth of a live fox. L'zirpa napach makets is swelling up. The kol parzel is zarif, all metal, and it causes a swelling. V'hai masa l'zirpa, and this heals the swell. Sheishbo Mishua Mirfuah Shiniras Rifuoso, you see that it's medicinal kagoin shtias kais drinking a cup, the tachboshes maka and the bandage. Parchin and ha aboy, kagoin lachash ain nicker shehimarapa. You have these incantations, it's not recognizable that it's healing. Sheishbo Mishun Garkamori, they come out that it should be that it's a pagan practices, bitmia, and this is a question. The lichash chilesh al yadeshu who shami that he's fat, the kocharav, and it's. It's very strong, heavy, perosal nation, so therefore the fruit falls off. The lechzayin shivilasamne vilasimana avile, who he's making it as a mark that people should recognize it, do it to tell people the mesha perosal that the fruit is falling off. Tommy, who adds malimer, he says it. Tommy, he's tummy rachuk melaika, distance yourself from me. Koyfse eshkol tamarim is a cluster of dates. The simon who, and it's a sign shemesha perosal that the fruits fall off. Beperik Amoroi, Beperik Echad Shoshani, Betosefta, one parak that said over the Tosefta, Msech Shabbos, Bukhos Darke Amori, that tells over the halachas of Darke Amori. Amalei Rebichia Latana, Rebichia said to the Tana, Kulo Ispuhu, Kola Shinuyas Shem, everything is mentioned over there, Al Tito Lemer, don't think to say Be'echa Mehem, Ein Bol Mishon Darke Amori, that one of them doesn't have these pagan practices. Elo Kulo Na Toshayna Yishbol, and all of them you should say that they're all pagan practices, Labar Mahani, basic except for these two. By Zil, these two, Hashem Arishchad, I'll explain to you. Mishin Shal Etzim, Vlachash, the Natsa, Kamochat, Elo Beis Levadim, Emehen, in this incantation of the Natsa, like Mochat, these two, there's no problems with it. Chad Chad Noches, Lachashu, it's an incantation. Vaadra Etzim Shal Dog, Sheyoshav Adam Veshet, it's the bone of a fish, which is stuck in the person's esophagus. Shai Shai, Lachashu, it's an incantation to say, raid, raid, keep going down there. Kiveger has a piece in the Hilchos, is Hagoyis, the Shulchan Aruch, in the Hilchos. Bikur Cholom, where he says you're not allowed to try any of the refuahs that are mentioned in Chazal because they don't know how to do it, except for this one, which is proven that it works. Oimer God Samach Zayin Omid Beis. Oimer God Gadi His Mazel Mazli. My Mazel should be better. The son of Koloi Ayef Al Tehi. I shouldn't be tired. Ashchi Uboishchi Yom Belayla Day and Night. Yeshbo Mishum Dar Kemari Bechem Mekul All the Matzoyt Pirk until the end of the Perik Karsin and Harizem Dar Kemari. The proper Gersa. There are pagan practices. Vachem Karsin Tosefta. There's the Gersa in the Tosefta. Who Bishma Vehi Bishmoi Who Veishtoi Machlifin Shemosem Zebze. He and his wife switch around their names. Belayla and Night Mishum Nichush. It's a type of also some sort of pagan practice. Doni Dani is Chazkul Chavyoisai that my barrels should be stronger. Don Eino Choyka Hemori, it's not some pagan practice. I'll avoid Zerah Mamish. It's an actual idol. The Chayim Mishim Kari B'Shev Voloskachim is a Isser that you're Chayim on for calling and using the name of an idol. Oimer L'Oyer of Tzarek Shehu Kari, when it calls out Oimer L'Okein, you say to this Mivnei Shehu Mavasa Basuras, because he's telling over messages V'Loichish L'Lachash Zeh, and you say over this incantation Shikara Arvis Ichor Yosem Mishar Chaver, if it's delayed for more than the rest of them Linear and Rashi himself says it seems to be Shikara Arvis, if it's sounding like a raven Shikara Garvis Kiktarnago, like a chicken Kamokara Gavro, that is also talking about the cocking of a rooster. And he should have bracha in his blessing in his wine. Hamavakas beitz bekaisel istigarsi beitzim mikabas laachash yotza efreichim. After the chicks have come out already, machazeres aklipas b'makal you ubekuvasa makol. You take gather up together the shells with a stick and you stick it onto the wall with name in front of the chicks. Zel lanachish shelo yimusu. And this is a type of nichush, a pagan practice that would supposedly work to keep them from dying. Hamarakedis lekutach, kishoyis lekutach. We're making this kutach dish, which was a sour milk with a dough. Hamarakedis in front of it, dance in front of it. V'hunichash is chazik, and it's something which is pagan practice that maybe it's going to make it stronger. Hamishtekis la'adoshim, kishoyis bekederim. You're putting it into the pot. Mishtekis is called oimdim. You tell everyone to be quiet, kadesh yisvashlu, in order they should be able to cook with the greasin with tzaveches and with regard to beans, you peas, you call out. It's strong like vinegar, and it's good for cooking. This is not just a pagan superstitious practice. Even though there's no pagan practice in it, because it's dangerous. You shouldn't swallow the glass. Fistful of salt, b'shvil shetayer, v'tadlik, in order that it should shine and stay lit. Shein z'nichush, this is not some superstition. Elo Messiah Mamish is helping it. Shamelach tzolol es hashemen. The salt will make the oil clearer. V'yimshach achar b'silin is going to make it be drawn by the wick better. Tip v'charesis mitzanes hashem, they cool off the oil. V'ein l'dolik maher, and it doesn't light so fast. The machzi shrag and the mishchush, oisul kisa l'maylin, you make a cover on top of it, and the maher lid like it will light and faster and quicker. It's going to burn. Next, shemegalna some of you or hoylech v'nimshach elav u'maver. When you open it up, so then the fire comes after more and will ignite. Chavra v'chayik kishemoyzkin. When you mix the wine with the water to dilute it, v'naisin kaisin give a kaisover oimer l'kein lebracha b'alma. You're saying it just for a bracha. Hajaloch b'meh isha perik zayin klal gadol. Kal gadol, Gemara refers to my karele gadol. Gemara is explaining why it's not just call it a rule, but calls it a big rule. Hashuchayach liku Shabbos, kusavar she'en Shabbos b'tar, he thinks there's no such halacha as Shabbos. Ein achayva l'chatas achas, but Gemara, yolof lo, the Gemara is going to learn it. Al shemir achas, l'shabbos is harbi, one watching for many Shabbos, l'shmir l'kol Shabbos v'shabbos. Another time it says you have to watch each Shabbos, and mustavar, it makes sense. Chiksiv shmir achas l'shabbos is harbi, when it says you're watching one time for many Shabbos, it's kiai gavdik, it's talking about where he forgot to such a thing as Shabbos, l'kul l'chad l'shkogahi, because it's all one negligence about whether or not there's Shabbos. The carbon l'shogahi, because the carbon comes because of negligence. Hayodei ikr Shabbos, sheyesh Shabbos b'tar, he knows the Shabbos b'tar, but his nester, but malachas in this, and there is forbidden, and it's forbidden to do malach on it. Vosim lochas harbi b'shabbos is harbi alidei shigah Shabbos shachas Shabbos yom. It's a shogeg on the actual Shabbos, meaning that he forgot that today was Shabbos. Gedani seifa. How do I know this is true? Rashi says because the seifa says alidei shu Shabbos. He knows that Shabbos. B'chal the reish, you see that the earlier part is b'de'en yodei shu Shabbos. It's talking about where he doesn't know that Shabbos today. Not that he knows there is such a thing as Shabbos. He doesn't know that today is Shabbos. Vosim lochas harbi b'shabbos is harbi, and he does many different lochas on many different Shabbosos. B'inyan zeh. This type of shogeg. He doesn't know in between that he had made a sin. And even though he didn't know in between, the hella mechadu, and it's all one forgetting. I mean, yom shemit time, having idea, the days in between, the days of the week are considered knowledge. It's separated. It's impossible he didn't hear that sometime during the week that day was Shabbos. The malachas, he didn't know that, and remember that the malachas shenasaboy that he did on that Shabbos. The shkoga kamaisa is mishim Shabbos. So in the first negligence that the shogeg that he did was because of Shabbos udahavi. Is why he did it. And he knew beini in between. Hilkach kochad Shabbos chad shkogeg. He each Shabbos on his own is one shogeg on its own. Umil al harmi melachos shibuchol Shabbos and many different melachos he did. Each Shabbos lo mechayiv is not mechayiv el chad only one. The kulu Shabbos chad shkogeg is each time each Shabbos itself is one shogeg. The lo shagol melachos because the shogeg was not with regard to the different melachos. The yodeh hushem melachos asurus. He knows that the melachos are asur el as Shabbos with the shogeg. He made the shogeg on Shabbos. He knows this is if this was Shabbos this would be asur do. He just doesn't remember that it's Shabbos. Even though these malachos were forbidden on Shabbos, Vosim kama pomim kama shabasim. So he did numerous times and many multiple shabasim. Chayv kol av malacha chatzis achis. The chayv each av malacha one chatzis. Zav al pisha chaser bekoflo bekama shabasim. Even though he repeated the same av malacha on multiple shabasim, kulu chatzis shogi. He is all one shogi. The alon know the lobin time because he didn't know in between that this malacha was aser. For example, he didn't know that cooking was aser on Shabbos, and he does cooking over 10 shabasim. But knowing whether or not it was that day was Shabbos, that's when you can say the days in between, the weekdays, is considered knowing. The chalak is separated, each Shabbos should be its own chatas. With regard to not knowing what a particular malach is, we don't say that. Just because there's a gap of days, it doesn't mean that you're all of a sudden going to know that what's the malacha. Unless you're sitting and toiling the Torah in front of the Rabbanim, rabbis who tell you we're teaching Hilchos Shabbos, but one chatzis is not going to be enough for all Shabbos. The shogeg lav b'Shabbos, because the shogeg was not in whether or not it was Shabbos, ela b'malachos. The shogeg was in whether or not this malacha was aser. Shigos tu have the Shabbos achas and hin multiple shogegos on each Shabbos. Gemara yola from mishulchayim akol achas v'achas. The Gemara is going to learn that at times he's chayim in each one. The pomishin chayim ala achas is al kol Shabbos, and there are times he's only chayv one for each Shabbos. And mustarve the chiyuvu bezon and Shabbos v'shigos malachos, and it makes sense that the chiyuv is that he knows the Shabbos and he's shogegin with this malach being aser. The ikish shogegos too, but that there's multiple shogegos because he might turn, he might cook and he might do boyer and he might do boyne on the same Shabbos. The patur b'shigos Shabbos is on the malachos, and the patur is when he's shogegin in Shabbos, but he knows that the malachos aser the chadash shogeg because it is one shogeg.